T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington, brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf. They are the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle, John Auville, Jason Bishop, that is the foursome. Logan Paulson, former Washington football tight end, is going to join us coming up at 9 o'clock as we talk about the Washington football team on bye this week. So they can't lose this week. They'll stay 2-5, and they shouldn't lose much ground. I mean, I guess they could lose a game to the Eagles. You kind of want to root for Dallas to win, right?
Of course.
And the Giants take on Tampa. That's a tough one.
Giants can't beat Tampa, I don't think. Have they announced that Ben DiNucci is going to start for Dallas?
I haven't heard that.
I haven't heard otherwise. I mean, who else is going to start?
Well, I mean, I guess there's no way Andy Dalton's going to pass the protocol, the concussion protocol this soon.
He passed the early one, though, right? Didn't he? Or did they actually label him as a concussion?
What else could it have been?
I thought they said that he passed the early tests.
He looked like he didn't know what planet he was on.
I agree.
I'm reading an article in the Dallas Morning News which says that Kellen Moore, who's the offense coordinator, is putting together a game plan that is fluid. So they are hopeful that Andy Dalton will be able
to play. It's called handing the ball to Zeke 35 times against the Eagles. That's
the problem is that you're not able to run with Zeke effectively with that terrible offensive line right now.
Yep, you're right.
Right.
I mean, at some point, you got to throw the ball.
You know, Jason put in the hangout, today's JP's birthday. I'm so bad at dates. I know October 28th is his birthday, but happy 50th to
happy
JP
50th.
Today.
Yeah. By the way, Drab, is JP going to be attacked the way I was attacked 2 months ago when I did not bring up my own birthday on the air? Is he going to get the same sort
I don't like it either.
Consternation
You're right.
treatment?
I just realized I didn't know it was his birthday until just now. So
yeah.
I don't like it.
Welcome to the old man's club.
But I'm supposed to bring it up like, hey, welcome to the show. I'm turned 50.
According to Drab, sure. Well, that's Drab's bit.
Well, you bring up a lot of other minutiae. Thought you'd bring up this.
It is a big one, but now we're officially all 50.
Yes,
right?
Correct.
Officially. JP can no longer claim that there's one guy not 50.
We're 200. I'm the youngest, but I can't say that I'm in my 40s anymore.
Yep.
No, you cannot.
Are you depressed or no? You don't care?
Nah, I mean, it doesn't feel great, but you know what? I feel pretty good just with my own personal accomplishments that I do, that I keep, like, I can still do certain things at 50 that maybe people didn't think you could do at 50. Those are just little personal, like, running things.
Right. You know. Well, you still have a hurting gait.
Might have a hurting gait, but I can crank out 5 miles under 8 minutes.
Nobody cares.
Exactly. I agree.
Nobody cares.
I said personal.
Yeah, let me go get my hat.
JP and Gary Player are going to celebrate by doing push-ups.
Gary Player's falling off, though. He used to look so good.
I can't really do any push-ups because I've got a torn rotator cuff.
Right.
Anyway, so, it's the big 50th. Happy birthday.
Yeah, happy 50.
How old is Gary Player?
He's like in his 80s.
Yeah, but a couple years ago, he was in the ESPN the magazine, right? The body issue.
That's right,
for doing all his push-ups and everything. And then I saw him the other day, and I don't think he's doing as many push-ups.
Well, he's probably 85.
Yeah, I know, but he was like 80 in the, you know, in the magazine.
Yeah, he's got like a belly now or something.
Yeah, all of a sudden, it's really falling off.
He's 85.
He's 84 years old.
He's letting himself go at 84. But,
a jerk.
He's decided to enjoy life.
What a jerk. Gary Player's not doing 500 push-ups a day.
Well, but you would think if you keep yourself so silly at 80, you would still keep going. But he just, I guess he punted.
Although I saw something, I can't believe I saw this. It was on social media where it was Gary Player with Jack Nicklaus.
Yeah.
And Jack Nicklaus was giving him tips.
Yeah, Gary looks had a belly, and he just didn't look silly.
No, but he was still like fine-tuning his game.
Oh, I know. He was still riveted by the golf swing. And Jack was giving him tips.
To me, the swings looked identical, but Nicklaus told him to do something. Maybe come up over the top a little bit more. And then Gary Player did it and striped it right down the middle of the fairway.
Yeah, no, everybody saw that. That was a viral clip.
That was impressive to me.
Come on, Cakes.
Everybody saw it. It's a bit of an overstatement.
All right, I wanted to give you a little Thanksgiving update. So I think I told you this week that for Thanksgiving, I was kind of taken aback. So I knew that we weren't going to get together with all of Dee's family in Jersey because that's usually like 30 or 40 of us. And, you know, just those large gatherings this year, people are a little skittish about
it,
which is fine because you have people of all ages there.
I'm fine with it, too.
Yeah, I'm fine with that. And, I mean, I always enjoy it, but, you know, this would be a weird year. So
I haven't had just one, like, family-only Thanksgiving maybe ever.
Yeah.
Family, I mean wife and kids.
So I figured I would do something with either my mother or my in-laws. Then my in-laws blew us off, which I was shocked by, because we've hung out with them, you know, a million times during all this. But I guess I don't know. So I figured, well, you know what? Let's just go somewhere. I think I told you this, right?
That it decided you wanted to go to the beach.
Just want to go to the beach. So I started looking at places in
the
Outer
Banks,
and I was having a hard time because I realized that a lot of people that own these beach properties, they don't even know where to go either, and a lot of them are staying there for Thanksgiving themselves, right? So my selection was actually a little bit limited. And then I realized the days I want to go, my son gets back from school on that Wednesday. He would have to drive, like, from Marist all the way to our house and then drive. It's just too much. So I said, we'll just go to the beach. We'll just go to Ocean City. Had a good time. It's not like we're going in the water anyway. It's freaking November. And I loved where I stayed this summer. I stayed in a condo right on the, see, I'm simple. All I need is silly ocean view. I'm going to go out and I just need a 2 or 3 bedroom condo right on the ocean where I can open up the sliding glass doors, hear the waves and have alcohol and I'm good. That's all I need. And so but I want it to be clean and nice. So I went through on VRBO and all that stuff, and I found a perfect spot. It was the same building as last time, upgraded even nicer. And I was just kept waiting for my son to, because my girls were all in, my wife was all in, but I hadn't heard back from Steven. So I was like, I texted him 3 times, dude, just, I want you to know this is what we're planning to do. We're going to go there on Wednesday. You have to drive from Marist to meet us at the beach, and then we'll come back on Sunday. By the time he got back to me, which was never, the spot was already gone.
Oh.
So I was so bitter. Because I was, you know how
it
you
was
start,
really nice.
It was really nice.
You wanted it.
I wanted it. I knew the building. I'd stayed in the building. It was even better than the last spot. And I was like, God damn it.
Well, couldn't you have booked it and had a cancellation?
I didn't know what the cancellation policy was. And then I looked, and I would have had a week or so where I could have.
Yeah,
so I
right.
did botch it. It's on me. I botched it. So I was bitter. Because I already knew what was out there. So then I said, you know what? I'm going to call Horsey because I know that Tommy and Pastry have a place at the beach and they have a great location.
In OC.
Yeah. So I was like, and I thought, you know what? They rent out to anybody.
What's
they rent out to
13-year-old
girls.
I think they're on 45th or 43rd.
Yeah,
that's prime right there.
They're right across the street from Secrets.
They'll rent out to anybody. And
they're desperate.
They'll rent, you know. So I was like, well, it's probably not available. So I just texted him. I said, dude, is there any chance your place is open Thanksgiving week? And he said, actually, yeah. I said, well, you know, what's the deal? What's the friends and family rate, right? Hook me up. And so he said, well, let me talk to Mike. So then he came back to me and he gave me a rate, and I was like, fine, I don't care.
What do they usually charge?
Well, it's dependent. I mean, it's
seasonal.
It's
I understand
November.
That. So off season.
He
I wonder
said
what they
$250 a night. And so he said, but for me, $200. And I said,
oh, they're really hooking you.
Yeah, right. I said, fine.
That's
I don't 20%. Care. I'm not going to argue.
That's not bad. That's solid.
Yeah, it's fine.
I get it. They got to make their cash.
I don't care. I said, fine. I'll take it. I said, but by the way, do you have a link to it or anything? It's like, I don't even know. I'm just trusting that it's not a dump. And that, you know, I know it's on the beach.
By the way, their bedrooms are about as big as my computer.
Right. Have you been there?
Oh, 100 times.
Yeah. So I
have
to
walk
been
in there. There's going to be a big industrial trash can in the
middle.
Hold on.
Don't say anything yet. Don't say anything yet. So I say, do you have, just send me a link or something. I hope it's not a dump. I hope, you know, and I'm kind of insulting him, but I'm like, you know, I'm just trusting, you know, Laura that, you know, it's just not a dump, his wife. And so he sends me a link and I look at it and
put it in the hangout.
And it looks like something. Oh, wait a second. I've seen this one a million times on the VRBO.
Right.
And I go through the pictures, and I see the one picture that always made me close it and not consider it. Because I'm like, oh, the deck looks awesome. It looks
it's right
fairly,
on the ocean.
Right on the ocean. It's everything I want. Except
that's the best
that,
part.
Great location.
No, great location. It's everything I want. Except that right in the family room, there's a big bubble TV in the picture. I'm not kidding.
Still, and I go, he's got a bubble
2020?
TV.
I go, when I'm looking at all these things, these ads, I'm like, well, I can't say, because, you know, we like to, during the day, you go do whatever, but at night, we always hang out and we watch a show or something.
Right,
you know?
Right.
I can't watch a bubble TV in 2020. So I texted back, Tommy. I said, dude,
Tommy,
I've seen your place 100 times. I didn't realize it was yours. And I always close it because it has a bubble TV.
So nubby.
I can't stay there. It's
very, very on brand.
Yeah, yeah. Right, because he's got all those at home. I said, I can't stay there. And he said, that picture's 10 years old. We don't have a bubble TV anymore. And I went, oh.
Well, they're losing money. Why don't they change the pictures?
That's what I said. Now, meanwhile, you look at it. He's got 55 reviews, which is a lot of reviews.
Uh-huh.
And they're pretty much all 5-star reviews.
Uh-huh.
So people love it. It's great location. It's everything you want. But I'm like, dude, you have no idea. I guarantee you, like, guys like me look at that and go, I can't stay there for a week with some low-def bubble TV. Are you kidding?
Yeah, they botched that.
Right?
Now they I think they're pretty busy either way.
Yeah,
especially
I know
in the summer, but
I know he does
rent change
a lot.
The picture.
Do they profit off of that?
Goes, it's one picture.
Do they break even?
I think
do
they
we know.
I think they break even. It's a pain in their butt because they will rent to high school kids. They'll trash it and then they
could sell it. If they could sell it, they would.
Yeah,
but
well, they bought it at the peak.
Well, I mean,
they like
but they're not
going to
make any money. Yeah.
Yeah, they bought it at the peak.
I'm still paying Mooney off. I owe him 17 grand.
Just stroke the check. You got that. Just stroke it. I know it hurts.
It hurts.
So the bottom line is I'm staying at Horsey's.
You're staying at the Horsey's.
I'm staying at the Horsey's.
Oh, boy. Well, you know what? The best part of that unit, it's small. So you're going to have, what, just five of you?
They have a nice deck.
Five of you?
Yeah.
Yeah,
they have
the patio.
They have three bedrooms.
They do, but they're just small. I'm just saying, the best part of that place is it's oceanfront. You can chill out there.
That's all I want.
I know. Have a cocktail or two.
Right next to Old Pro.
Which Old Pro is it, Valdez? What's the theme?
Is that the
jungle?
Is that the dinosaur one?
I'm not sure.
Here's
which
the thing.
Closest.
Here's the thing. I could have got some places in Bethany. You know, Bethany's
go to the indoor.
A little nicer, you know? But
yeah.
I like kind of the trashy restaurants that, you know, like for lunch, if I want to go to some, you know, Dumpsters or, you know, just some dumb place.
Tubby's.
Hey, you're
like
you're close.
At Bethany, you don't have the choices.
You're close to Barn 34.
Barn 34 is good.
That's the silly. That's one of the silliest restaurants in Ocean City.
It is good.
Well, so good.
You can always go over to Secrets.
It has
get
Barn
the jerk.
In the name and it's silly.
Go to Secrets, get the jerk chicken.
I wonder if I go to Fausto's.
Oh, 100%.
Will they have the heaters out? Or we'll just go inside.
No, they'll be inside.
We'll probably just eat inside. Yeah.
They'll be inside.
Yeah.
Barn 34. I want the EB review.
I've never been. You have to text me while I'm there.
I'll forget.
Yeah.
You'll definitely forget. Hey, does that guy still, for some reason, this popped into my head. Jason used to always hype up the guy that had like one huge one. We were talking about
Drew.
Drew, right?
I haven't seen Drew.
Is he still in Ocean City these days?
No idea.
OC legend.
Yeah.
He's probably dead. Didn't Drew call in one time?
Yes.
I think he did, yeah.
We got him
or
to
somebody
call
purported in
somehow.
To be him.
Yeah, Drew called in. He's the guy with the – he had the elephantitis of the Johnson.
Of everything.
Yeah.
Or everything down there.
He had a mat –
and
he
would
wear
walk
Daisy
down,
Dukes.
He would walk down the beach, the shoreline, with just short Daisy Dukes bathing suits and everyone – seriously, it was like it was Anaconda in there. Yeah.
No, it was legendary.
Everyone had to look.
Mark Consuelos was so jealous.
Yeah. I'm sure you guys got the picture yesterday from I'm giving him attention dollars, but it did make me laugh that Rom sent the picture Rom Bulger. Did you guys get that one?
I got the picture, and I responded. There's only one thing bulging in that picture.
He sent me one with his big fat belly. Was that yeah, one?
That's
but
the
it
one.
It was also to show the lack of bulge in his underwear.
He told me. He told me the other day that
bulgeless.
That, what's Marina? Whatever. That yeah. She said, and she's sweet, but. She said she was complaining about how small he is.
There's nothing there, Robin Bear.
They've been married like 10 years, and she's just still lamenting.
You have niet in your pants.
Nice.
I mean, he's got nothing, does he? Oh, I'm not even sure he has.
Did it make you laugh? It's gross.
Two berries. He doesn't have a twig or berries, Kate.
It's a gross picture, but it still did make me laugh.
If he keeps sending me these, I'm going to tweet him. You better stop sending him.
All right, got to take a break. Phone number is 800-636-1067. Coming up next, we're going to dive into the Washington football team. At the bye week, what's the biggest surprise for you so far this season? What are you most pleased with and most displeased with the Washington football team that stands 2-5? We'll get to that next here in the Junkies.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington, brought to you by Crop Metcalf, official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. So we wanted to get into kind of a bye week report on the Washington football team. At 2-5, almost any other year, you would be just trashing this team, and we would be completely crushing where they are in the standings. But this year, they're just a half game out of first place. It feels different at 2-5. Of course, you had a new head coach take over. They changed the team name. There's been a lot of stuff going on. But we kind of wanted to do a bye week report. And at 2-5, I think a lot of us had them at 2-5 entering the bye.
Probably,
you know, plus or minus a game. Some of us had them at 1-6. Some of us had them at 3-4. Nobody had this team at 5-2.
No.
So there weren't great expectations. But what pleases you the most about what you've seen with this team, and what displeases you the most? I'll tell you what, I don't know if it pleases me. That might not be the best term, but I think that you have to be feeling pretty good about Montez Sweat this year. So last year, there were all these great expectations about Montez Sweat, and for the most part, it was a disappointing rookie campaign. I know that some people pointed to the numbers at the end of the year that they weren't that bad, but it's not like he flashed. Well, this year he looks like a legit defensive end, and that might be partly because they switched to the 4-3 versus the 3-4. He's benefited by, and maybe he's benefited by having Chase Young on the other side, but Montez Sweat has looked good.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. It's definitely sort of a positive development. I think the growth of Logan Thomas, I think he's slowly but surely growing into that role as a legit tight end. He's not elite. But I think he's I mean, he's having the best year of his career by far.
Ron Rivera was really complimentary of Logan Thomas, said people are sleeping on him.
And then in terms of like sort of a disappointment, I mean, obviously the record's disappointing, but not shocking when you kind of look at the schedule. I still am upset with the defense. I know JP's happy with some of these rankings, but I feel like, especially against the run, we should be better. And I feel like our pass rush should be more consistent. I mean, it seems like the only time they generate significant pass rush is when the team, you know, is playing third stringers. So I've been overall disappointed by the defense.
I think you have to be pleased with what Antonio Gibson is doing. He's top 20 in both attempts and yards in the league. He's 18th in both of those categories. He's found the end zone four times. He's top 10 in that. And he's top 25 in yards per carry at 4.4. I mean, for a third-round pick who's still feeling his way through the running back position, I think you have to be happy with the development so far.
He's really good. The emergence of Gibson would have been mine, too. McLaurin, you know, kind of knew what he could do last year, but you got a true number one there, and it looks like you got a true number one in Gibson that can get better. In terms of a disappointment, I think, you know, if I was a fan, I would just have to understand we're going to be starting from scratch again at quarterback. And it's another year where quarterback just doesn't work. And, you know, we had our hesitations with Haskins last year, but we thought that he was going to get a full year to kind of prove himself. And obviously they've given up on him. So, you know, you can think what you want about Kyle Allen. He played well last week, but he's still a backup. And so you got to start from scratch again and figure out what quarterback situation is going to be next year.
The problem, I mean, in a perfect world, you start from scratch. But what if there's not, you know, what if they pick eighth or whatever and there's not a quarterback that they like and there's not going to be any great quarterbacks in free agency. So, I mean, I could see a scenario where Kyle Allen is still even the starter next year because you have to have the right guy, right?
He might be the starter for a while, but they'll have another guy that they're going
to
try.
I mean, he's not going to be the guy probably for the next 5 years. You know, eventually you're going to have to try to get another franchise guy.
Yeah, let's see where they draft. But I'm just saying it's another year where you thought you're going to have a franchise guy, and it turns out
you thought possibly.
You're right, Jason. Jason is right. It's undeniably the biggest disappointment is Dwayne Haskins. And just we haven't talked about him that much the last couple of weeks. That is overall the biggest disappointment because the hope of any Redskins fan, Washington football team fan, was that he was going to be the guy. And he clearly isn't. And whether or not he get a fair shake or not, it's not going to happen under Ron Rivera.
I think we have to understand that. So the on-field play was what it was. I mean, it wasn't catastrophic. But
he was dead last in QBR. It's pretty bad.
Let me just clarify it. It was only through four games, and he was like, he had the most bad throws. I mean, there were a lot of stats that were really not against him. But his touchdown interception ratio wasn't horrific. They just weren't particularly productive. But I think the number one reason why they gave up on him was the off-the-field stuff.
Not the number one reason, because if he was playing well, they could live with that off-the-field stuff.
No. Yeah, true. But if his off-the-field stuff was better, then they would also put up with the mediocre production and hope, you know what, he's putting the time in, he's putting in the extra work, and that we can work with him. But because he was playing poorly and he was kind of immature off the field, that just doomed him. They just doomed him, and they just said, we're done.
But Jason is the most right. The biggest disappointment as you look at 7 weeks in the big picture is that it didn't work out with Dwayne Haskins.
That definitely
no
hit massive.
Yeah,
I can argue that.
I would say another disappointment is, and it's just what we do, is Antonio Gandy-Golden. And it's maybe not fair. He's a fourth-round pick. He's from Liberty. But we knew going into this season who are the receivers going to be other than Terry McLaurin. We knew that was going to be an issue. And so we were hopeful that Gandy-Golden potentially could be the guy who lines up on the other side of Terry McLaurin. It's turned out it's been mostly Trevor Inman and, you know, Steven Sims.
No, Dontrell.
And we just haven't seen much from Antonio Gandy-Golden. Doesn't mean it is not going to happen year two or year three, but we really have seen nothing.
Yeah, but I always knew he was a project.
His rookie campaign is a bust, but hopefully, you know, he gets a season under his belt, gets healthy, and he can.
But I wasn't expecting him to do anything in the first 5-6 weeks. Not at all.
No, you're right. You're right.
Some people were hopeful. 800-636-1067 if you want to chime in.
I've said this, and I know that
always on call listener lines.
Some of the guys, I think is it Michael Phillips that writes for that paper in Richmond. I saw he was goofing on people that were suggesting this. And I'm not suggesting it just for this year. And I'm probably wrong. I'm suggesting this for 10 years. that I would consider moving Antonio Gibson to wide receiver and get McKissick or somebody else, give them the carries. Now, the only downside is he will get more touches as a running back.
Yeah.
So
What if he's not dynamic at wide receiver?
I like him right where he is because he gets the touches.
I do too, but I just think, you know what? His decision-making as far as hitting the holes and that kind of stuff, he looks just raw enough that I don't love it.
Still learning.
I like it when he bursts through.
He's still feeling his way.
But
that's
going to
come.
I've never really quite seen a back that raw. He's pretty raw,
well,
man.
Well, he wasn't an every-down back.
Agreed. 100%. He was a receiver more.
He's just talented. He's
why not just make him a legit? Now you have two legit receivers.
But what if he's not a legit receiver?
I think he is.
How do you think he is? You haven't seen him line up.
That's what he did in college. It's what he did more. He's more comfortable with it. He's even said he's more comfortable catching the ball.
It's a lot different in college.
I mean, I'm just saying.
Schemes are different.
And I preface that by saying I'm probably wrong. But what I would do, just make him, now you've solved your receiver issues if he can do the job, and I'm assuming he can, and then just get a more natural back.
You're talking about for next year or now?
For the future, forever.
Well, they're going to be drafting receivers, I guarantee you.
Or signing free agents, one of the two, or maybe both.
Yeah, I mean, if they're drafting 8 to 10, somewhere in that range, like you think it's possible, and it is.
That's where I think they'll draft.
You know, I guarantee you if those quarterbacks are off the board, they'll go receiver. They'll go Jamar Chase, or they'll go Waddle, or Seth Williams, or somebody silly coming out who is physically gifted and you can do whatever. Gibson can still be your hybrid. I mean, I don't think there's a problem with that.
That's fine.
But they definitely got to upgrade.
I like the hybrids.
He's not a true running back.
That's okay. You just be multi-purpose guy in Scott Turner's offense.
All right, let's go to the phones. 800-636-1067. You can call us on that AAA Always On Call listener line. Deacon Carter and Danville's on. What's up, Deacon?
Deacon.
How's it going, Junkies?
Hey, buddy. So hold on. So you're like a church deacon. Your name's not Deacon.
The guy that called a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, right. I barely remember. So you're like a church deacon, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That's right. Because he prayed
for the offense.
Yeah, at the end of the call, we're going to say another prayer.
Yeah. He prayed for the Washington football team offense.
And my vitiligo.
Yeah, and pray for his Johnson.
Prayer is powerful.
Yeah. Oh, so powerful. I believe in it for sure. So what'd you want, Deacon?
I definitely think the positive is that the coach has finally woke up. He's come around, and he made those changes and, you know, with the personnel to put the players in the right place. And the first change he made was the quarterback position. Mm-hmm. You know, I give him a big thumbs up for that. And 78 on the old tackle, this guy was a beast. You didn't hear anything from
Cornelius Lucas
from the left side. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
He's made some really good adjustments, and I know a lot of people in the media are talking about we're going to fade during the last part of the season, but I look at it like this. Who's to say that we're not going to be that team or a better team during that time? Because the coach is making all those adjustments right now that I really love, and I think it's going to set us up in a very good position to win the East.
Right.
Also, and I think the down thing is that my favorite player from the Redskins, once he came in the league, was AP, and, you know, they let him go. And that was the – I think that's the downside of it. But I believe Gibson is very good, but he's not a natural running back.
Right.
I think he needs to wear a flight jacket because if he doesn't, he's going to get hit, and he might break some ribs. I think – AP, I just love him. He's just like me. He's mean when he gets on the field, and he gives you everything he has.
You're not mean, Deacon. You're not mean.
You know what? He's just bigger than I am, stronger than I am, and faster than I am. But I love his mentality. But I think Gibson, the good thing about him is that he acknowledged that he's got a wide receiver mentality, and he needs to get that running back mentality. Lower that shoulder,
right?
You know, and I love the guy. The best thing about him is that guy does not fumble, and he's going to touch the ball a lot of times in his offense. And you want someone that will secure the football,
right?
Hey,
Deacon, I need you to say a prayer for us, okay? Now, here are the things I want you to ask the big guy for, okay? I want you to pray for Kyle Allen to play better in week 8. And then I want you to pray for the blemish on...
Week 9.
I want you to pray for the blemish on Valdez's penis and Drabby's man boobs.
Okay. And rate for our ratings.
Okay, and our ratings.
Yeah, of course. Most importantly.
Go ahead, Deacon.
Heavenly Father, we come this morning humble as we know how. Father God, we come give you all the honor, glory, and praise. Heavenly Father, we pray that you will protect Kyle Allen, Father.
Yes.
We know that you have given him everything he needs to make this team successful. And as far as Valdez, Father, I pray that he will get on his knees and pray to you with everything he needs, Father. And all the other requests, I pray,
Hallelujah.
Father.
Hallelujah.
No, for Drabby's man boobs.
In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Right.
Deacon's too nice.
Thank you. Deacon's too nice.
Yeah. Good job, Deacon.
Although I looked up where Danville is.
Drab gets down with the G-O-double-D.
Danville's based in North Carolina.
Yeah, it looks like it's as close to Raleigh as it is to Roanoke.
It is. It's on the border of Virginia.
So, Deacon, how do you? What station do you listen on?
I'm on the NBC station, Washington Channel.
Oh, you watch us. You watch us on TV, right.
Maybe he's picking us up in the Norfolk station.
Gotcha. Thank you, Deacon. Be safe, buddy. Appreciate the call.
Right. One love, you guys.
All right.
Take care.
Yeah, pray for my bye week fill-ins. Week 8. A lot of guys on bye.
And our fatties.
I mean, the Texans are on bye. Washington football team's on bye. Everybody's on bye.
Uh-oh.
800-636. The peace that you used
to have Who is that, Valdez?
I've just some pastor going.
Some random.
Some pastor.
800-636-1067 is the number. Kind of assessing things here at the bye week. They're 2-5. We understand they're a bad team. But what has pleased you the most so far through 7 games? What has displeased you the most? Let's go to Matt in Chantilly on line 2. Matt, you're on with the Junkies. What's up?
What's up, Junks? Hard to follow up Deacon's sermon.
Very good. He's very good. It was just a prayer. Just a prayer.
Hey, you all touched on Antonio Gibson. We saw flashes here last weekend. And it reminded me, I don't know if it's the number or the white towel hanging out the back, but Kelvin Bryant. Mm-hmm. Are y'all hearing me?
I've said that before.
Yeah.
He's got a very similar skill set.
I mean, yeah, and he runs upright.
And
you
the
know,
numbers.
Like Kelvin did, you know? I mean, I just saw flashes, and he's always moving forward, and that's what I like about him. You know, he's a hard runner, and I think he's going to mature. He's going to get better over time. You know, just keep feeding him that rock. You know,
right. All right, thank you, buddy. Appreciate it.
I mean, he's still basically in a timeshare. I mean, McKissick and Barber aren't going anywhere. Those guys are still getting bites at the apple in the offense, but. I mean, when you get 20 carries and the next closest guy gets 10, you're starting to pull away with the lead job in the backfield. And we saw that against Dallas.
And it's weird how it seems week to week they're starting someone different. Like they're going to someone different earlier in the game. I don't know if that's because of scheme or game plan or whatever. But you would think that Gibson would be the every week starter. But obviously last week he wasn't. Barber was.
Right. All right, let's do one more. Let's go to Mo in Largo, line 4.
It's
Mark. Hey, Mark. Hey, buddy.
Mark Largo. I don't know why he said Mo. Happy birthday, JP.
Thank you.
This team, I agree with Bish. Until we get a quarterback, we're not going to be consistent. I mean, we may win a division, but at the same time, we still need a quarterback.
For sure.
Guys, y'all may want to pay attention to that kid in Michigan. I know he plays Michigan State.
Joe Milton.
I mean, he was okay. They say he's the next Cam. I know that's what Ron Rivera is going to be looking at this weekend, probably, if he's the next Cam. Mm-hmm. But maybe if he comes out, you might be able to get him at 15, 16, and 18. But you got to be sure, test his maturity and see where he is. And everybody has to be on the same page. The next quarterback that this organization get, everybody has to be on the same page. We can't stress this enough. Everybody. Because the last 3 quarterbacks that have been brought in here, nobody – actually, the last 4 quarterbacks, nobody was – not everybody was on the same page. So everybody's got to be on the same page. Welcome to 50, JP. Later.
Thank you, Mark.
Well, Mark, the thing I would tell you about Joe Milton is, yeah, he's big and fast, dual threat, but I think the last thing you want is another kid who played 1 year of college football, especially this year where it's going to be limited and you're only playing 8 or 9 games in the Big Ten. Yeah, I mean, he's an athletic big kid, but, I mean, I gotta see more. He's played 1 game.
Yeah, I'm not even dialed in on any of that stuff yet.
Need more of a resume. Yeah.
Look, there's no doubt it's a bad year. You know, we potentially could win this division with 6 wins, which is embarrassing. But I'm thrilled that we actually are playing games that actually mean something.
That matter, right?
Yes.
Right.
So I know
this
that we're bad.
2-5 actually feels like 4-3.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they could be 4-3. If they didn't blow the game
they
last week.
Should be. You know what? They are 4-3.
Thank you. And they could have beaten the Browns.
Do an alternate reality bet.
Yeah, you might as
well. All right, got to take a break if you want to chime in.
You've convinced me.
800-636-1067. We're the Junkies. Coming right back. Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. Coming up at 9 o'clock, Logan Paulson, former Washington tight end, will join us to give his take on the Washington football team. Enjoyed doing pre-games with Logan this year. First time that I've done it without Cakes in like 20 years.
Yeah. Do you miss it, Cakes? Do you miss it, Cakes?
I kind of like having Sundays. But right. I missed the checks.
You missed the checks.
Me too.
The checks.
Right.
It's a volunteer job on Sundays. But we'll talk to Logan coming up in 15 minutes and get his insight on the Washington football team. He's really, really smart, like breaks down the film. And, of course, he played under Kyle Shanahan and Sean McVay and Matt LaFleur. And he's really into the schematics. And he could tell you, you know, before a snap happens, what a quarterback should be doing. And
I do want to kind of him to kind of compare what Turner's doing and his imagination offensively to those other guys he played for.
Mm-hmm. I'd also like to see hear him break down Kyle and Kyle's performance in versus like what Dwayne was doing. Mm-hmm. I want to hear all that stuff.
Yeah, absolutely.
So we'll talk to him coming up at 9 o'clock. I saw this story yesterday about. Sleeping and snoring, and this is a potential game changer. And I know that Cakes does commercials for Inspire, I believe.
I do.
It is.
That's correct.
And I'm sure Inspire is helpful, but this is a true potential game changer. So we hear a lot about vaccines and whether there's ultimately going to be a COVID vaccine, and there are certain steps, and kind of the final step is when you have a clinical trial. And so this has not been completely approved. It's in a clinical trial. But apparently, they're testing a new nightly pill, which will end snoring. Hmm. So just taking a pill, according to the research from a 2018 study, I guess, during this process, the frequency of snoring would be cut by 74%.
Right.
So they measure, like, the breathing interruptions per hour. And it goes from 29 to 75.
What does it do?
I don't know how they all measure it.
I mean, like, what if your snoring is part of, like, sleep apnea or something, you know? Or what if it's related to that?
I don't know. I think it has to do with maybe the oxygen levels. I don't know the science
behind it. Just kind of opening up the passageways.
Yeah. I just know I'm not a heavy snorer, but occasionally my wife will be upset that I'm snoring. Well, I think it happens for me personally, happens when I'm overtired, which is actually almost every night. But like when I'm really short on sleep, then I'll crank out the snores.
Yeah, definitely. I think that's pretty normal for most people when they're exhausted. They'll snore. And I'm definitely guilty of snoring. But my wife was snoring so loudly the other night that I actually just packed up my blanket and I went downstairs and slept on the couch.
Wow.
It was so loud. And I couldn't sleep. So, and like, you can't sleep, and then your wife is just ripping them, and you're just like, I gotta go downstairs. This is ridiculous.
I mean, there's so many people, like Cakes, that use breathing apparatuses, right?
Yeah. Right. So if you could just take a pill to avoid it, because I don't know. Look, again, I don't know. I don't know the science behind it, but it has to do with oxygen levels, right? So I know that like Lance Armstrong and all those people, didn't they used to take EPO? Maybe it's like some sort of EPO for your sleep, and then you don't snore.
Maybe. Can't you, like, my wife wears a mouthpiece because she grinds her teeth, too. Don't they have mouthpieces that you can wear so that you don't snore? Then it kind of, like, opens up your airways.
I've seen those, yeah.
That way, too?
Yeah, possibly.
Yeah, but if you had to choose between taking a pill or wearing a mouthpiece,
I'd probably take the pill
because it's more comfortable.
Yeah, but I might do the mouthpiece because the pill, you just want to take as few pills as possible, you know?
I don't worry about the snoring because apparently I snore early in the night, like so right when I fall asleep.
Yeah, well, but it doesn't last 7:30 p.m.
right. Nobody else is in bed at that point.
Hey, it's the nightly news and then sleep for me. No.
EB, weren't you just hyping up the cocktail of vitamins?
I mean, I was just trying to make a point.
I swear. EB doesn't like taking pills.
No, I do.
Mentioned like taking 10 per day.
Yeah. No, I take a bunch of pills and it's changed my life. But they're vitamins. I feel like the consequences of those are a little less than prescription pills. I mean, maybe I'm wrong, but I just feel like the side effects and that sort of thing are basically less with vitamins.
I don't know.
I breathe through my nose silly right now.
I think this would be a game changer for a lot of people. I swear, we do, you know, family vacations. Basically, every other year we go to Puerto Rico with my brother and his family. And my son has been talking about my brother snoring for years just based on one night when you know, we had extra people stay in this house that we were staying at, so we had to kind of move people around, and Dylan had to share a room with my brother. And he always talks about how
he snored all
the snoring was.
Man, that really left an impact.
Legendary.
I don't want to throw my father-in-law under the bus, but we stayed in Chinatown one year, and it was still back when everybody was honking their horns, the cabs and everything.
Yeah.
You know, like right. In New York
when
City.
When people were actually in New York City. Yeah.
Yeah. And you could just hear all kinds of chaos. And his snores were louder than the chaos on the streets of New York City.
Wow.
Yeah. Like fire engines and, you know, cabs.
Chaos.
What does your mother-in-law say about it? She's dealing with it every day. Does she sleep with, like, earplugs?
I think she might rip them, too. I mean, so they're just blissfully asleep together. The thing is, it's hard for me to say anything because I'm a snorer too. I know on some level.
I think I did one of those. It was through the station where I did. It was, I don't know if they were an advertiser. They had to have been an advertiser. I did an official sleep study.
Right.
Through the station.
So did I.
And I didn't have apnea, and they described my night. I mean, first of all, if you remember, EB, there's like 100 different things they attached to you.
No wonder I didn't sleep well.
It was hard to sleep.
There was 100 wires in my face. Right.
You feel like Frankenstein's monster.
Yeah, I was like, how am I supposed to sleep?
Are you supposed to sleep on your back, too? So that could be trouble.
I can't totally can't
That's
do.
Troublesome for people who can't
it
do
was
that.
Very troublesome.
I can't do it at all unless I'm
but
dead.
They just, they
I'll
claim
have one nap on my back when I'm dead.
I remember when I got the results, it said no apnea. It said mild snoring.
Yeah.
And
no,
my wife got
said,
Rick.
You woke up 180 times.
You said you had apnea.
I truly don't understand how people can sleep in silence. I have to have a fan on.
You need that white noise.
I don't know how people can do it. There's no chance, unless you hit me over the head with a 2x4, that I could fall asleep in silence.
You know what I fall asleep to? It's hilarious sometimes. It's been my go-to for years.
The Blitz?
No. It's Voss and Bonnie.
Both.
I listen to Voss's podcast, and he and his wife yelling at each other. And then usually by about 10 minutes in, it'll work for
some
me.
Music to your ears.
Yeah, next time we have Voss on, you can tell him you go to sleep to his podcast.
What
see what he says.
He'll call you a creep.
Yeah, no, I enjoy it, but it what it does is it calms my mind, actually. Gets me to stop thinking about whatever I'm thinking about.
Their chaos calms
And then
your
they're
mind?
Just yelling at each other, and eventually I just fall asleep to it. Yeah, it's true. True story. My wife goes, oh, no, not again. And I just crank up some podcast. I'm a treat.
But
you are.
Jason, do you use
You're
a
special.
Noise? You use a fan, but do you use one of those sound machines?
No, I use a fan. But if I, let's just say I go, you know, out of town, I'm in a hotel, and I forget the fan. Usually I bring the fan, but I'll just put the noisemaker on the phone. I have
Got
to.
You. We had some friends over
Impossible
on
to
Sunday
sleep for me without it.
That stopped by, and they just had a baby that's 2 months old. So, you know, when your baby's
really young, you want them to sleep as much as possible. And when they wake up, you're just trying to get them to fall back asleep. They had the loudest sound machine ever. It sounded like a jet engine taking off. But I guess it works.
Hey, if it puts a kid to sleep, you don't question it. You just do it.
Right. Yep.
All right, coming up next, Logan Paulson is going to join us. We'll get his insight on the Washington football team. He's a former tight end, played for, I think, four teams in the NFL, but played under some great coaches, including Kyle Shanahan and Sean McVay. We'll talk to Logan next here on the Junkies.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.